Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
And we are very aware that as we record this program, it's going to be played back on your radio station on Labor Day.
Yeah, a day off for many of you, a time of traditionally picnics. But if you're going or coming to a picnic, or you're just listening in the morning or afterward, and you're hearing this show, we are Messianic Minutes. We are two Jewish men who love Jesus, the Messiah.
Hallelujah. Yeshua, our Messiah. He is the Messiah for all people who came from the Jews as a Jew to witness to them about being Jewish and believing that he is the Messiah,
the promised one in the scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Now, fortunately, Jesus came for whoever would believe in him, and that includes Gentiles around the world.
That's right.
But things have gotten topsy-turvy, Jeff, and now it seems like Jesus seems only for the Gentiles. But that's not true. We know Jesus is the Messiah for the Jewish people too.
Romans 1:16. You know, Ted, as I travel around the country in full-time ministry, I often see the plaque right up on the wall, and it'll say Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus. It is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes, and then it'll have dot, dot, dot. And I look at that and say, why don't they finish it? For everyone who believes, read Romans 1:16, friends. It says, for the Jew first.
And also,
for the Gentiles, the idea being Jews and Gentiles together in Jesus, not one exclusively or the other. Unfortunately, as Ted's noted here, much of the church today is saying Jesus is the Gentile Messiah. He's the Messiah for the Gentiles. No, he's the Messiah for the Jews who came also for the Gentiles. And you can't have one without the other and still be scriptural. It's both together. And that's our desire, friends, to see Jewish people come to know Yeshua, Jesus, the Jewish Messiah.
And you, as a listener to Messianic Minutes, you can help. You can help advance the kingdom of God by sharing the good news of Jesus, the Messiah, with everyone, but including the Jewish people.
Yeah, you know, when Shaul, Paul, the Jewish apostle, wrote, when in Rome do as the Romans do, he wasn't trying to say give up your faith and assimilate into the culture with heathen things, as much as he was saying adapt for the purpose, we believe, of bringing the good news, the message of the gospel truth. So here's the point. If you're going to witness to Gentile people, and you should be, then find the way to reach them in the culture with which they're familiar. Likewise with the Jewish people.
But if you're trying to witness and want to witness, and it's your heart's desire to witness to Jewish people, then get some tips here on Messianic Minutes on how to witness to Jewish people, how to share the good news of Messiah with Jewish people.
That's right. So for those of you who don't normally listen to our program at this time on the station on which you're listening, and because it's Labor Day and you have a different listening pattern, well, maybe you want to seek us out and every day or from time to time, because we just love to fill you in on the biblical truths about reaching Jewish people.
And this is an especially good time of year. You know,
this is
Labor Day. We're coming into what Jewish people call the high holidays. We know them as the biblical fall feasts, the feasts of the Lord. But Jewish people are very open to spiritual things at this time of the year.
Yeah, we're really going to be talking about that a lot over the next few weeks. So if you get an opportunity, tune us in, because we're going to tune you in to God's heart for reaching Jewish people and how the Hebrew scriptures come to life in Jesus. And wow, you're going to really see it in the next few weeks.
Look, you can get in touch with us through our website, messianicminutes.com. Jeff has written a great track called Of Course I'm Still Jewish, and we'll send that to you. Just ask us for it. You can learn more tips on witnessing to Jewish people. Or you can ask us some questions through the website, messianicminutes.com.
And we'd love to hear from you. You can send us an email. You can check out our website in full, messianicminutes.com.
And now we want to bless you in Hebrew.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. B'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.